Centuries before photography, news feeds, and selfies, there was art. The images that communicated important and universal messages. This is Erin Jones, director of the Museum and Gallery of Bob Jones University, with History in Pictures. Dating from the 1500s, a Spanish artist carved, painted, and gilded this unusual sculptural relief depicting the procession to Calvary. Several details stand out in the scene. There are three soldiers pressing the way to Golgotha, and Simon of Cyrene, a man referenced in Scripture who helped Christ carry the cross. Also included is Veronica, an extra-biblical character whose name possibly means true image. Her personality is connected to different legends about a woman standing along the road. While Christ passed her, he fell under the weight of the cross, and Veronica knelt to wipe his face with her veil. Supposedly, the image of Christ immediately appeared on the cloth. Here, she is wearing a hooded headdress and holding the veil. Another unique element is the spiked block at Christ's feet. During the 1400s, this object was depicted in a variety of media by artists including Van der Weyden, Bouts, and later by Bosch and Heemskerk. Up until the aftermath of the Protestant Reformation, this imagery was popular in Northern Europe and especially the Low Countries, including Flanders, with its ties to Spain. The spike block's iconographic roots may be found in Psalm 140, which references an enemy hiding a snare or stumbling block with cords. A literal depiction of this idea appears in M&G's sculpture with a spiked block hanging by a rope near Christ's feet, a choice that furthers the conception of Veronica providing comfort to Christ as he stumbles. History in Pictures is brought to you by the Museum and Gallery of Bob Jones University. To learn more about one of America's largest collections of European art, visit museumandgallery.org.